and almsgiving. And you can simply, if you want, reflect over the next few minutes of how you can do that better over the next 40 days. But being that we're on a Disney cruise, I was really struck with a lot of things that we could share about why we do this, why Christ did this, what this is all about. What is our sin, and why are we sorry for it, and how do we be freed from it, and the period of change, the challenge to change that we're given. And to do that, I'd like to borrow a little bit from Moana, Star Wars, and maybe a little sprinkling of Pinocchio. But your homework assignment, if you fall asleep in the middle, is to watch Pinocchio, okay? So bear with me, but just it's important to remember that in the beginning, if you want to start with Moana for what it's worth, like everything was made good and great and beautiful. And there was harmony and such perfection that God had made, and God had made us good. And in that goodness, we were also free. And freedom means we had the ability to go against God's ways. And sure enough, you have Maui, who seduced, keyword, seduced. He stole what he was not meant to have. He stole what? The heart of Te Fiti, right? And in that primordial sin, we call it original sin, so much was lost and corruption spread and the whole world is suffering. And I love Moana's dad. She's trying to tell the society and teach Moana, like, the real solutions are just economic policy changes. Like, stop fishing over there, fish over there. I know the coconuts are corrupting, but stop planting those trees over there and start planting in new groves. And Moana's like, no, the problem is deeper, Dad. The problem is what we were always taught in religion and those traditions handed on from our ancestors. It's a deeper solution. It's a greater mission to which we are called. Don't forget who we are. And bear with me, but like that, the reality of sin is when we give in to sin, it's giving in to a lie. And forgetting the beauty and goodness of Ben Kenobi, I want to be Kylo Ren, I want to have it all. And I want to have that power and greed and that seduction. Bear with me, Jafar too. Like, you can pick all the evil characters of Disney that teach us about sin and evil that we give in to and how it corrupts us. We're not just breaking a rule when we sin. The rule was there based on the nature of who we are as human beings. And to go against God's ways and the way the Force was meant to be used, Ben Solo betrays himself and is destroying himself and everyone he loves. Sin does that. And of course, you have the redemption moment, our Lord loving us so much that he gave his only son. We shared this a little bit yesterday, but in the character of Moana, that beautiful song, I have crossed the horizon to find you, Jesus says. I know your name. Sin has stolen the heart from inside you, but this does not define you. This is not who you are. I know who you are. And Christ restores, allows the heart of stone to die and restores the heart of flesh, the heart of his own image and likeness. And to Ka, that lava corrupted evil one, is reborn through Christ, literally through water in the movie, reborn into who she was truly meant to be. And who's that? Who is to Ka really? Oh, you guys are sleeping. Okay, Te Fiti. Te Fiti, let me get to why we're here. That change, Christ paid the price. Christ suffered and died for us and restored us, and redemption began. But our Lord compared it not to a one-and-done thing, but a mustard seed. It takes time. It takes effort. It's a process. It's not just I believe and therefore I'm good to go. It's like I believe and I'm called to change. And that process of change takes time. Luke Skywalker learning who he was and learning about the Force had to take time in this terrible, awful, miserable system with Yoda called the what? What was the system called? The Dagobah system. Yes, nobody likes the Dagobah system. It's swampy. It's miserable. That's Lent. That's what this is about. Because in order to live free as who we are, able to do what we're called to do, and if you want to bear with the analogy, use the Force the way we're meant to in all its goodness. And if we want to be not just the Pinocchio puppet, but the real boy, it's a trial, it's a testing, it's a struggle. It's a learning to say no to what's comfortable, no to myself, no to my broken self, no to my feelings and my passions that often lead me the wrong way. Learning, like Yoda says, to unlearn what I have learned in the lie of who I am not and what I am not about. Power, greed, lust, vanity, popularity, how many likes on Facebook. Those are no longer my priorities. And I have to relearn According, if you want to borrow from Simba, remember who you are and be true to who you are in me, Christ says. And that's a process. And the 40 days of Lent is actually something we're supposed to live somewhat throughout the year. It's just we have this intensive period to renew it, restart it, fasting, giving up what I want, separating myself, putting a buffer between me and my appetites. If I usually take 3 donuts for breakfast, I'm going to take 1. Probably better to take none. But anyway, and we have, especially on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, we're encouraged to really go all out and only have 1 major meal. The rest would be kind of a fasting experience, the Dagobah experience, stripping myself of those appetites, giving them less influence over my free will, and allowing Christ to have full dominion once again. That process of change. And then throughout Lent, every Friday, we're encouraged to give up, to abstain from eating something comfortable. Usually we would just imagine steak is better than fish, so we give up steak and we go for cheese or fish or whatever you want. But you give up meat on Fridays, just an invitation, an encouragement. And throughout Lent, you're either giving up something of the flesh or pushing yourself to love better in some way, to do something extra in some way, to build your ability to live freely in love, in the love of Christ. Loving God more with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. If I was too busy in other things before, I had too many other false idols, I have to turn some of those aside, turn aside from some of those, and make time to give time to God. And then time for my neighbor as myself. I give him my interest. I give him my attention. I schedule time for my brother and my sister, even the ones I don't like. As we grow into who we truly are, as we become moving away from the false puppet or the temporary puppet to the real boy, the real person, the real man and woman, we're called to be clothed not in the old ways of sin, but renewed and made new in Christ. And may this Lenten experience, these next 40 days, really be a life-changing 40 days. Not just one more Lent like last year's, but different, deeper, more resolved, coming out stronger, not in the force, which is a nice abstract idea, but in God, in Christ, who becomes more my way, my truth, my life. Amen? We'll proceed.